Sfasemes in this week's parsha raises a question. When Yosef presents himself to his brothers, he says they couldn't answer him, Kinibul Mipanov. And then Yosef repeats, I am Yosef, Asher Mechartem Asi, I am Yosef that you sold me over here. So they couldn't respond because they were Nibul Mipanov. We see from the Psukim that Yosef's goal is to mimifies them. So why does he rub it in that you sold me here? That's to make him feel worse, not going to feel better. What do we accomplish? So he says that when he revealed himself and he said, and they saw from the way he's presenting himself that his goal was not to take, was to be Mephiath, etc. They realized the mistake they had made. That's why they were embarrassed. They realized Kedushas Yosef. So in the back of their minds, they were thinking, you know, imagine we hadn't done this. Yosef would still be at home with Yaakov. He would have strived tremendously. Imamish could have become so much greater, so much better. He could have come with what Yaakov wanted. You know, besides the pain we've caused to Yaakov, which we've been thinking about for all these years, imagine what we've done to Yosef. Now that we realize that Yosef was a tzaddik, look at the pain, look at the horrible things which we've done to Yosef. So besides the mechira, the loss that he's had in his lifetime. So Yosef says back, Ani Yosef, Asher Mechartem Asi, I'm the Yosef that you sold me here. I'm the Yosef that you see, the Yosef that I'm supposed to become, the Yosef that I am, but it means whatever tzidkut godless kedusha that you see in me is because you sold me. Not had you not sold me, I would have been better. It's not true. The reason why I reached the madrigas that I reached and I'm the person that I am is only because you sold me here. That's what created my whatever greatness that I have. So that it was a piece to them. Don't think that I've lost through the process. I've only gained through the process. So the brothers then spoke to him. Whereas before, the Yerkel Adabra L'Shalem, they couldn't. They looked at him and they saw that how the Bereshit made a world, that the world should, how that through what he went through, he became what he became. So the godless which Yosef was able to accomplish in his lifetime is that they didn't, as much as obviously it was wrong on their part, but at least vis-a-vis Yosef, what they've done has not, they have not created an everlasting damage. They've created an everlasting godless. Solanto, you know, was famous, says, he said to Ritzler said, if I would have had this, I would have had that. If I would have had all these different things, I'd be so much greater. It doesn't work like that. It's the opposite. That this is what, that through the challenges which we have, that's what makes us who we are. And Yosef understood that. Yosef understood that the challenges we have in life are Adarab, but that is the Hechatimsa for us to become who we become. Person says, I had a difficult childhood. The person has a difficult sorrows right now. And it's so difficult, and I wish I wasn't like that, and I'd be so much better, so much easier. And those are mistakes that we make. At the end, he says another thought. It says, the Pasuk says, with Sarah, Kinas Ephraim, there's no longer going to be a Kina. He says, the nature of Kina is when we see a person in Tikkun Madrigasai Umakaimai, that when a person reaches his point, at that point in time, it's very clear that he's unique. Very clear that he has a special, to go through what he went through and to become who he became, and look where he is and look what he's accomplished. It's very clear that there's nothing to be jealous of. Each person has their path in life. Each person has the results that they're going to get, and there's no kin anymore. While you're going through the process, and we look fairly similar, and each person seems to be his direction and his goal, all seem to overlap, so then I feel jealous. But as life moves on and we see that the final products, when we see it, when the person really has arrived and really is what he's supposed to be and who he's supposed to be, so there's no more room for jealousy at that point in time. And that's why the Pasuk says in the future that all of Klai is going to be like that. The Masor Kinas Ephraim, that there's no longer going to be any Kina from Ephraim to Yehuda and vice versa, because Ephraim Leikaneas Yehuda, Yehuda Leyotzeres Ephraim. Nobody's going to be jealous of each other because each person is going to see the role that they played and who they are. It's very clear that that's their unique function and role and purpose in the world. Let me know more about Kina anymore. Have a good Shabbos.